Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wales.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the first, sort of, show for October 2017, so it's the Pokemon Show.
Woo!
And we got some Pokemon to talk about. It's going to be good.
Pokemon.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the recent Virtual Console releases for Gold and Silver.
Mm-hmm.
The Game Boy Color games downloadable on the 3DS. There's also a bit of Pokemon Go stuff going on, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I don't know what new stuff is going on.
Entei is available in North America.
Oh, yeah, I saw one today.
Yeah.
On my way to work.
Then that's available through raid battles, yeah?
Yeah. Because I got two Enteis.
Was it Raikou that you got, you mean?
Or oh, yeah, yeah, Raikou, excuse me. I have two Raikous from doing other raid battles. And okay. I mean, I bet pretty good odds. I maybe did six of them total.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I caught two of them. But I think that's better odds than what most people seem to be getting.
Was there, like, a good crowd? Or did you take these things on solo?
They were all over the place. Oh, wait, no, I could never have done this by myself. These guys are way too strong. One I did in a few hours in the afternoon on a Saturday, I think it was, where I was just on the Discord and we're driving all over Castleberry doing it. So,
okay.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah. So we've got maybe three attempts in there. The funniest one was when I was actually in Boston recently. We had so many people show up that there were basically the second it went live, we had enough people to do two 20-man teams.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
40 people immediately jumped in. And jeez. Then as we were leaving, more people were showing up saying, like, hey, what's the head count? How many do we have?
Oh, so, fuck.
But this is Boston Commons, which is sort of like
sure, a
small park right in the heart of downtown. So
right, right.
Anybody that plays the game saw that it was about to happen. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The one that I really want is Suicune, but just because I have a
sure, like
an affinity for that one.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to wait a few more weeks.
What was the other thing? There's the Halloween event. I don't think it started up again quite yet, but they're doing another Halloween event this
year. That's cool. I guess we'll probably get a lot of, like, Mischievous
and... Oh, you could get Mischievous now, yeah.
Maybe Houndooms?
Murkrow types? Maybe.
Murkrow's obvious. But Murkrow's fucking everywhere already.
Yeah, Murkrow's fucking
common. Oh, yeah, I do have Murkrow
already. Yeah.
I'm not looking for...
Yeah, but, I mean, it's going to be one of those things, like, you're going to be able to double up on a lot of candy and that kind of stuff, so...
That's part of the bigger thing.
Yeah.
And I would just remind everyone, like, for real, get into these gyms. It's such a great payout for items. Like, I've doubled both stacks of Pokemon and items that I can hold. I've gone through maybe 10 incubators. Like, just buying outright 10 incubators. They have these super incubators now. I haven't really looked exactly into how they operate, but I'm guessing
like
probably...
less steps for the...
They just incubate all your eggs at once.
That'd be pretty cool. I don't know if they do that.
Wow.
And I mean, I actually think Wes's guess is probably more accurate or more likely to just take fewer steps to...
Oh, they're gone now. They were part of those bundle packs that they were offering.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah.
So I guess, like...
What's the stars?
Oh, it's revives.
Oh,
a waste
okay.
of time.
Yeah, all right.
When I hit level 30, it actually gave me 3 incubators, 20 max revives, like 20 max potions, I think it was. Or no, like 20 ultra balls. Like, just totally... Like, I had an item cap at the time of 500. And because I leveled on my first... check-in of the day or whatever, I had 610 out of 500 items.
Jeez.
So, like, unbelievable. I guess I just had to start throwing away shit.
It is kind of nice that when you do that, you're able to hang on to all of those items rather than, like, hey, you're over your limit, so you can't collect all this cool shit that you would have gotten for leveling up.
Oh, totally.
But, yeah. So, I don't know. Anything else new and exciting going on with Pokemon Go? I think that, you know...
Not really.
Kind of like in a regular rotation. They do events every so often. They got the legendaries going around.
Yeah, I guess the next big thing will be, what are they going to do about all of these missing spots and legendaries? What are they going to do about the region-specific ones? Like, how am I going to convert my Tauruses that I have into freaking Farfetch'es?
When are they actually going to implement trading?
Training, direct battling, like one-on-one battling. I'm still kind of surprised. Well, I'm not surprised. I know why they're doing it. But I feel like when you have a Pokemon in a gym... Its bar should increase. It should get more CP from doing so. It just kind of logically makes sense. They're in a gym. They're defending a gym. They're battling.
Yeah, kind of like
which is
some sort of experience.
The core mechanic of the game is battling to get experience. And the reason why they don't is because they want Stardust to be of value.
Mm.
And Stardust is like the gatekeeper of resources in the game, I think.
I mean, a way to kind of like circumvent that conundrum. Like, maybe, like, the Pokemon doesn't get stronger, but maybe the longer that they're in there, the more fights they get into, they bring back experience that kind of then goes into your player. So
yeah,
then
yeah,
as your player levels up, then your Pokemon get the more CP.
Yeah.
So
that's a good thing, because there is no direct mechanism to convert money into levels for your character.
Hmm.
Which is the other strange thing, because the game itself never imposed a mechanic that said, you yourself have a level. You know? You're never, like, a level whatever trainer. But in this game, you are. It's like your Pokemon
sure.
have levels.
Yeah.
And if you somehow find yourself with a level 56 thing and you're on the third gym, good for you. But and that means that you had to grind for it.
Right.
An absurd amount of time. Or, like, cheat the game in some other ways.
Quick sidebar. Wes, YouTube suggested a video for me the other day. Whereas a video, and it was just titled, I got Cloud and Barret to level 99 in the first Mako Reactor.
God.
And I was like, Jesus Christ. It was like an hour-long video. It must have been sped up, because I don't know how much time he would have had to waste.
Oh my God, why would you do that?
I have no idea.
Who hates themselves that much?
And the point of Final Fantasy VII is not leveling up your characters, you're leveling up your materia.
Yeah.
It's like, experience is more valuable for your materia than it is for your fucking characters. Who cares? They probably have, like, zero limit breaks at that point.
That's just, God,
yeah.
Awful.
I don't know why you do that.
It's like, I got this Ferrari, and I put a big spoiler on it. Check it out, guys. It's lime green.
Anyway. But yeah, cool. Pokemon Go. That's enough. The big highlight for this week is, of course, that Gold and Silver came out.
Mm-hmm. Wait, one last question.
Oh, yeah,
go.
Sure.
The Halloween event, are we going to get more Zubats and shit?
I hope so. Zubats are not nearly plentiful enough.
I know. I really want my Crobat. Like, I got this amazing Golbat with amazing stats and everything just sitting there.
I was being sarcastic.
I do not have... I've seen them pretty frequently.
You don't see that many Zubats?
I had to turn my game on it forever, but...
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat.
I just need a lot. It's gotten to the point where I'm sad that I haven't been playing, because I feel like I've missed out on some legendaries now.
People are so fucking casual. So fucking casual. And this is probably how you feel when you're doing, like, the main show that we do for Nintendo, and it's like, we don't even own Switches, and you're like, I'm playing these games, fuckers. This is what I do. I play video games. What do you guys do? And you're like, oh, Dark Souls.
Dark Souls. I've been playing a shit ton of Hearthstone, though. God.
Yeah.
I hate my life.
On Switch?
I just want to...
Got that 3DS version of Minecraft?
Yes, I...
But anyway, a game we have all been playing is Pokemon. I have gold version.
Yep.
What?
I have silver.
Okay.
I have gold as well.
Very good. And we each took different starters, because I don't know why. It just kind of worked out that way.
Yeah.
So what do you guys, like, let's start here. How far is it? I just beat the fourth gym.
Yeah.
I have been playing for 13 hours.
It is a psychic type, right?
It's a ghost type gym.
Oh, okay, good.
But Ryan, you are just outside the fourth gym.
I'm standing right in front of it now.
Okay.
I could pretty much, I feel like my team could probably take it if I wanted. I would probably just be using my Zubat's bite quite a bit.
Yeah, we'll get to the ins and outs about that gym toward the end here. But Wes, you are near Azalea Town, yes?
I just got to... I don't know the name of the towns. I just got to the town with the Farfetch in the woods.
Azalea Town, yes.
Yes, I'm there.
Mm-hmm. So, who does everyone have... Wes, who do you have in... We'll go in reverse order here. Who do you have on your team?
I start with Cyndaquil, which is now Quilava.
Good.
I did a Zelda theme.
Cool.
So, my character's name is Link, and I have a Quilava named Valagia. And I have a Geodude that I'm going to name probably Bongo Bongo, because I think that's kind of ironic. Because instead of having just a big head and big arms, he has a really big body and little head and little arms.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. I have a Zubat that I don't know what I'm going to name him. And a Mareep that I just named him Buck, because I can't think of anything for him.
So you're rolling with the four right now.
Yeah, I'm rolling with those four right now. I still got the egg on me, because I'm like, might as well make this thing hatch. But
sure.
I only got those right now.
All right, Ryan, how about you?
I am rolling with... I have a level 23 Bayleaf that I named Littlefoot. Which is
awesome
the,
name.
Yeah, the main character from Land Before Time.
Is it a boy?
I would assume. I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, there's like 85% chances that. Yeah, it is a male.
Okay, good.
I think most Pokemon in this game have a higher chance of being male than female.
I see a lot of female.
Yeah. Well, really? I'm running into mostly male Pokemon.
Yeah. So it's currently running with. What is the moveset? I know it's got some HMs. Cut and Flash. Synthesis for some heal, but I'll probably swap that out for a Giga Drain when I can. And Poison Powder. The thing's actually super tanky, which I like.
Mm.
Really, really tanky. You know, it's not good for speed. Fights usually take a while, but it fights a hell of a lot more than just about anything else on my team, just because it can, you know, heal itself up and stay in fights for a long time. I have the other one that I'm actually rolling with that's been a lot of fun is right now a Drowsy. At level 21.
I haven't used Drowsy since the original Red and Blue.
Yeah, I was actually really pleasantly surprised by Drowsy's stats all around. The attacks are not that great at 75 apiece, I think. But special defense is 140, which is great.
Oh, when it's a hip now?
Hmm. Yeah, when it's fully evolved. And it's got pretty good HP and pretty decent speed. Has Confusion. I put Fire Punch on it, because why the fuck not?
Yeah, because that's awesome.
Yeah, Pound and Hypnosis. It will learn Dream Eater. I'm probably going to sub out Dream Eater for either Confusion or Pound, and I don't know. I'll probably just move a shit with it.
Hmm.
The other ones, since I really don't know what their stance is going to be in my game, I'll go through quick. I have a Zubat named Dr. Acula.
Nice.
I'll probably be playing with it. It's level 19. It's actually been quite useful at catching. You know, just Confuse Rays, things like that. I feel like you can probably get a pretty good moveset on it.
And you'll probably get that to evolve pretty quickly after it becomes Golbat, because
okay,
if you use them from the beginning,
mm-hmm,
you're building up that happiness level pretty efficiently.
Do you know what level Golbat, what level it evolves? 22?
Yeah, I was going to say 23.
No shit. I'm really close.
Yeah, we are real close.
I have six on my team. I remember not using them all that much. I have the Trader Onyx. You get named Rocky, so I didn't get to name it, but
yeah, there's an in-game trade, like real quick, for you can just trade a Bellsprout for an Onix. Yeah.
It's also running with Rock Smash, which thank you. I also traded for the Machop, who has these, but I really don't think I should have used them. It's kind of a waste. He has Thunder Punch and Ice Punch. But being that those are special, when he has no special, it's kind of a waste.
Those are special?
Yeah, all fire, ice, and electric moves are special in this generation.
Oh yeah, they don't break it up by types.
Not until Gen 4.
Wow.
So yeah. The original trainer named it Muscle. And I lastly have...
What did you have to trade it for again?
I don't even remember.
Hmm.
Something easy to find, I'm sure.
Hmm.
I have.
Yeah, it's kind of the funny thing about the Onix, is because like you go in there, it's like, hey, I got an Onix, you want to trade for a Bellsprout? Like, there's like a million Bellsprouts just in the patch of grass.
You can just use your Onix to catch the Bellsprout.
Yeah.
Well, and unlike the first gen and the second gen here, you know, because people always say the first gen easy mode is grass, because the first two gems you're going to have,
you know, for the opening of the game, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And this one, it's the other way around. I don't remember what the openers are, but, like, you kind of need that.
Yeah, you get a flying type gem to start, and then a bug type.
So if you're grass, you're pretty fucked.
Yeah.
So trading for that Onix was really
good. It is a bug type. I can't remember what the second gem was.
Mm-hmm. So lastly, I have Shuckle, who I named Jawbreaker.
That's amazing that you got him that early.
Yeah, yeah. I think like I don't even remember exactly how it happened. I'm guessing it was from a rock smash in a cave.
Oh yeah,
caves
maybe
nearby, because I got Flash and you go back to that cave for some reason.
A dark tunnel.
Yeah.
Which so is a much more important route when you get toward the end of the game.
Yeah. I also got a Ditto, which is good because I needed.
Oh yeah, good.
Ditto. Stumbled into that very quickly.
And when yeah, once again they're like just right outside the daycare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got. I have a Mareep. I'm not going to play with a Mareep this run through, I don't think. I played enough with them.
I searched a half hour in the grass trying to find a Mareep, and I'm very happy I did.
Yeah, it took.
I forgot how good this is.
It took me a little while, though, to find one as well. It's kind of a...
Oh, before you do your team, can I quickly go into the exclusives?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to do that after you're done here?
No,
yeah,
I want to do it since you got it pulled up.
So, exclusives for gold. Primeape, Arcanine, Ariados, Gligar, Ursaring, and Mantine. And I kind of want to put an Ursaring with its fucking disgusting 130 attack.
Okay. Oh my god.
Yeah. And then Silver, no slouch, gets some good stuff too. They get Ninetales, Persian, who I think can still exploit that crazy speed crit glitch.
Yeah.
Not glitch, but just like
Yeah, yeah.
Imbalance in the game. Ladian, which is garbage. Delibird, which is garbage. Two good ones, Skarmory and Donphan. Donphan is, this like, again, 90 HP, 120 attack.
But his moves that he learns on his own are garbage. He learns nothing, I think, above...
Yeah, he probably
like 40 damage.
I think the big thing with him was like use and roll out. The biggest
thing. Just abuse the crap out roll out.
Yeah, at least in this generation.
Well, you could mud slap TM early on, which probably would help this guy out.
Yeah, I mean, when, you know, of course there's going to be like an earthquake TM at some point. True. Just stay an earthquake, I'm hitting probably pretty good.
All right, well, sorry, but you go ahead with your team.
Yeah, so I started with a Totodile, of course, named it Captain Crunch. It is now a Croconaw. He's also got the Surf TM at this point, as well as the cut. I'm hoping to get the cut off of him and put it on someone else. After that, I caught a Spinarak. That was the second Pokemon that I caught. And I benched it for Heracross. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I got him up to level 2. I got him to evolve into an Aridos. His name is Mr. Silly Leg. He now lives in the PC.
Mm-hmm.
And like, the big attraction with him was like he was using Poison Sting and Constrict as his primary attacking moves for quite some time, and then he picked up Nightshade, which made him a lot more useful in the early going here. But as soon as, you know, Pokemon are started to have more than 50 and 60 HP, Nightshade becomes less and less useful.
Well, it's safe for catching, which is actually kind of
sure.
useful.
That's a good thought. But my BFF, Mareep, is also very good for catching because it can paralyze, so it makes a whole lot of things much easier to catch.
Well, the two of them are catching fucking everything.
And I did name my Mareep my BFF. That's his name.
Nice.
That is your favorite in the first... I probably would say that's your favorite in the first 250.
Dragonite is in the first 250.
Oh, that's a good point.
I really do like Ampharos. He might be my favorite electric type. I'm fairly certain he's my favorite electric type. Even though Shinx is also very good.
And Galvantula.
Yeah, Galvantula is also really cool. Yeah.
Your favorite's seriously Dragonite? That's the boringest answer.
I have so many favorites. I go back and forth between Dragonite and Hydreigon as my favorite dragon, but I can't really pick like a favorite dragon over a favorite electric type or over a favorite psychic type. They're different.
Well, Hydreigon's the better answer.
Hydreigon's really fucking good.
Just saying.
I hatched the egg into a Togepi, of course, named it Omelette. It is now a Togetech.
That's cute.
Yeah. And then I also, once you go into the Pokemon Center in Ekrateek where you are, you meet Bill. And if you go back to Goldenrod, you can... There's a house in Goldenrod where he lives, and he'll just gift you an Eevee.
This guy owns a lot of property.
Yeah, he sure does. He's got like a house in the Cape
in
Cerulean City in Kanto, and he's also got a townhouse in fucking Goldenrod, the biggest city. So yeah, I mean, he did invent like the Pokemon PC storage system, so he's probably loaded.
Yeah.
Even though it's free.
Hey, I don't know.
Wonder where he makes his money.
Probably trafficking animals. I think that's kind of what his machine does.
But the biggest pain in the butt for me so far, like I mentioned before, I've been playing for 13 hours, and Ryan, you're probably, what, a third of that for being at the same point in the game?
I've clocked eight. It says I've got 8 hours, and I'm pretty sure there's at least a solid hour of... I was playing my Ninja Turtle game.
And it's just like dead time?
Yeah, there's a sitting there doing what it does.
So this Eevee was such a pain in the ass to friendly evolve, because when you first get it, I'm pretty sure it's like happiness level is at zero, because it's like this abandoned Pokemon he just found in his machine that he's given away. And there are a few things you can do, and I was actually looking this up. There's some metrics that you can use to sort of like give yourself an idea of where your happiness level is. There's the lady in Goldenrod, she'll tell you like, oh, it doesn't like you, or it looks sort of happy, or it really trusts you, and you can kind of see where you're at with that. But then there are also ways that you can kind of measure how much you're increasing its happiness. So getting into a battle and winning a battle is +1, plus one happiness. And usually like the threshold for getting that friendship evolution is
like
right...
250 or something?
I think it's right around 200.
Okay.
I don't think you need to get them... I mean, it varies from Pokemon to Pokemon. All of them need to be as friendly. Eevee needs to be fairly friendly. So, winning a battle is plus one.
And God!
And I wanted to evolve this thing early.
Is like, it does, it has one of the best experience growths. It's one of the easiest to actually start leveling once you need to level it.
Well, that was good and bad, because I wanted to evolve this thing pretty early. One of the shitty things this game does is Espeon will learn Confusion at level 16.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. And were you talking about Eevee? I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Togepi.
Oh, you
That's not true. I think Eevee just evolves like standard.
Togepi was pretty easy because you hatch it from an egg, and I think that just inherently makes it a little bit happier to start with, rather than just picking it up from a PC or even catching one.
I mean, wasn't that to be upset about? It's been alive for like 5 seconds.
Right, exactly. It's going to be like fucking great that it can see the sun. Mm. But the thing with this Eevee is that I want it to evolve early. It doesn't learn another psychic move until 36, where it'll pick up Psybeam.
Does it learn Covet just through standard Eevee shit?
Maybe.
That would be a useful
move. The move sets in Gen 2 are still not very fleshed out.
Yeah.
You know, you're not getting like the big variety or like a strategic stuff in this generation, as you do, of course, in future generations. You get it at level 20, so you can't backtrack and actually get Confusion. So the first psychic move this thing is going to learn is going to be 10 levels from where I'm at now, which is 26.
Or you could have just, you know, thrown in a daycare with a Ditto.
That's the other thing I could have done. But I didn't feel like hatching an egg. It probably would have been faster than what I actually had to go through. So,
and you would have had Confusion.
Right. So, but I have it now, so I'm not going to bother anymore. So doing a battle, winning a battle is plus one. Walking 200 steps is another plus one.
Mm.
Those haircut brothers who are in the underground area of Goldenrod.
Yeah.
You get a haircut and it was like, hey, your Pokemon's happier. Plus three, actually.
Really?
Still real shitty.
Wow.
All you get is plus three for that shit. So, yeah, then suffice it to say, long story short, this was a pain in the butt to get this thing to evolve, but I'm happy that I have it. And he was, pretty instrumental in getting my Rhinox, who was my Heracross. Well, but anyway, it's going to be a lot of work to get to this Espeon to where I want it to be, but I think the payoff will be worth it.
Oh, wait, so you didn't get Confusion on it?
I did not, no.
Because you have to be level 16, apparently.
Yeah.
That's what it says here.
Yeah, and the remakes, which, we should probably do a run-through of the Heart Gold Soul Silver again, maybe early next year after Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. But the remakes, it's a lot easier to get these things to evolve early. And they give it to you at level 10 this time, so you can get that initial stab at the beginning.
That's pretty cool. Well, and yeah, it's this whole psychic moveset thing is kind of shit. Because it's like Confusion, Psybeam, Psychic. They're all like just slight improvements of one another.
Yeah, it's definitely like granular. Like the improvement. I mean, I do.
I mean, are you going to run both Psychic and Psybeam?
I usually do, just because of the lack of other moves. And you don't have to be visiting. There are no Lepidaries, so you don't have to visit the Pokemon Center quite as often to refill your PP.
Now, what is Morning Sun?
It's HP Restore, I think.
Is it if it's light out, you get more HP?
In a
cave, you get less.
Sunny day, or the time of day, which is a thing in this version. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was big on this version. I mean, the other versions aren't as big on the day and night thing. Like, even with time, because you only can catch Ladybug if it's in the morning.
Yeah, there's
like, it's
some
not
real
even
specifics.
Just any time during the day. It's like in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
So you probably want to run Shadow Ball on it, I guess.
I do have the TM for Shadow Ball. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there.
What else would you want on here, honestly?
Shadow Ball's from the fourth gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Man, such a good move.
But anyway, I'm having a hard time figuring out what my move set for this Togetic is going to be. It's going to be my Flyer, because it can actually learn Fly.
And what's its stats?
It's shit. Well, I mean, it's pretty tanky. It's got good HP, it's got good defense and special defense. Its attack, like its special attack is better than its attack. It's not great, though.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've gotten up to level 24 just on the back of swapping it out with other Pokemon and getting lucky with Metronome once in a while.
Yeah, this thing is wonderful.
Togetic.
Yeah.
You got the moveset pulled up?
What are you talking about? That's for great stats.
What's that?
That's not bad stats.
Yeah, there is.
That's
great,
not terrible.
Great. At least
no.
It's focused on doing something. Yeah, I mean it's 55 HP, 40 attack is meaningless, 85 defense, 105 special defense.
Yep.
80 attack, 40 speed, just really slow. When it becomes
80
toga attack. Togekiss.
Yeah,
really Togekiss
is a lot better.
Fucking nuts. But
yeah.
Even in this form, it's pretty cute. And like magic, it starts with Magical Leaf. That's cool.
Generation, yeah. Magic Leaf isn't into.
No, sir. That would make him infinitely more usable right now.
Yeah, this moveset's kind of weak. Growl, Charm, Encore, Sweet Kiss, all disable stuff. You get Double Edge, which is kind of pointless. And then you really got to live off of these TMs.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, that's essentially what I'm going to be doing. And give it Fly so it can move around a little bit easier. But, you know, I want to give him a shot because he's,
yeah.
You know, one of my only tanky guys. And then I mentioned briefly before Rhinox, something that I did not know about this version, like, no matter how many times I played through before, is I didn't know that Heracross was so widely available in all these different maps.
Yeah, I always thought Heracross was just right before the ice cavern.
Yeah, like you had to like go to a sort of rocky area where there's trees you can headbutt. But no, there are a ton of different routes where he's available.
Really?
So as soon as I got Headbutt in the Ilex Forest, I backtracked to the route just before Violet Town, like right outside Dark Cave, and all you gotta do is find a tree with a low encounter rate, because it's like a 30% chance you'll get one. So you know, if you headbutt a tree 5 or 6 times, all you're getting is Spearow, and fucking move on.
Yeah.
And then usually if you find a tree where he will spawn, you'll get him within the first try or two. So I caught one. Right now, all it's got is Tackle, Horn Attack, Leer, and Endure, level 16. It won't pick up a bug move till like, level 50-something.
Which, in this version, bug moves really aren't that great anyways.
Well, I mean, it's a good counter to Dark still. There's that.
They have 54.
Yeah.
Your Mega Horn, that's kind of gross.
He doesn't,
I guess,
really...
that would help in the Elite Four, because there's Agatha.
He is a bug fighting, which is a really cool combination, but, again, I feel like he's going to live a lot of TMs here. And really not even very many fighting TMs either. Like, he doesn't really pick up very good fighting moves on his own either.
I'm still looking through a lot of these Pokemon in this version, and a lot of them actually live off of TMs.
Mm.
A lot of them have really garbage moves.
Yeah, it's a good thing they sell the Fire, Thunder, Ice Punch, and Goldenrod.
Maybe that's a better way to approach this, is that we should have just looked at the TMs available and then built a team around that. And it's like, okay, I have my Earthquake. Who's going to really make good sense with Earthquake?
Don't you get that stuff, though.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on where you have to go get it. But it is, you are right that they do give you all of those punches. But then again, it's sort of confusing because they're specials.
Yeah.
And it seems like the things that get all of these punches are really physical oriented. Or not all of them, but it seems like a lot of them are. Yeah, yeah, they have to have fists in the first place.
Well, I did want to make it a point to actually use Gen 2 Pokemon and not like all the same ones that I've used over and over again. Like, I've used Espeon before, but not a long time, and maybe only once or twice. I've used Heracross before, but same story, and actually never in an original run of Gen 2. So I thought that would be kind of fun. I've never used a Togetic before. But Croconaw, I mean, whenever we start a Gen 2 run, I would always use Cyndaquil. So I'm trying to use some stuff that I don't use very often or never before, you know, and of course Ampharos.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure who else I'm going to put on this team. You guys have your eye on anyone else that you definitely know you want to
try out Remoraid.
Yeah?
I want to try out Octillery.
Octillery's funny in this version because when he evolves from Remoraid to Octillery, he'll immediately like pick up
Octazooka.
Yeah, and then he'll also like pick up Aurora Beam and
nice.
Bubble Beam. Yeah, he picks up like 3 moves.
Yeah.
Back to back to back.
Yeah. I always want to try him out. I never used an Octillery, so.
I kind of want to use Ursa, right?
Yeah,
actually, it's strange. I think there's actually probably some good normals in this game. If it'd be funny to just do an all normal run through,
that'd
see
be kind
what
of
happens.
Funny.
But
I think it'd be boring as hell
without having the full. Well, I mean, you know, just like you
more
saw,
or less boring than using 3 Flareons.
Well, look at the move sets of what you're getting already. They're not going to impress you. So yeah,
it's true. I'm going to be running almost
that,
strictly
Mega Horn
normal moves.
54 is going to be great.
Yeah, but until
enjoy level 53 and less, enjoy that.
Right, and up to level 53, I'm going to be using a lot of Horn Attack and Tackle.
Yeah.
So, normal moves.
I don't know. I don't have the full list in front of me, but... I mean, I'm pretty much just playing it by ear. I'll see what happens.
Yeah. Do you guys find any gyms particularly challenging or exciting or anything? Well, gym 1 was in Violet Town. That was the flying gym.
It was a flying gym, and I had a Cyndaquil. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. And then I went to that dark cave real quick and go, oh, I could pick up my Zubat because I really want to use Crobat again. Mm-hmm. And while I'm here, I might as well grab a Geodude. And so I caught both of them. And I, going through Bellsprout Tower, I did the throw a Geodude out, switch out, and
mm-hmm.
throw out my Cyndaquil.
That
and I got him up to pick up. It actually wasn't that bad.
Oh, because you had the Cyndaquil to back him up, you know.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And, no, he picked up Rock Throw, and then at that point, that gym was just cakewalk.
Did he ever try to use that Mud Slap on you?
All the time. And that became a little tricky. I actually had to heal Geodude a couple times, but the second he landed a Rock Throw on Pidgeotto, it was just a one-shot. So,
I mean, it is interesting that they give that Pidgeotto that counter to anything that you could throw up. Like, you can't get him a Reap to that point, but there's a couple different Rock types you can find. With the Geodude and that in-game trade for the Onix.
Oh, yeah.
But they give that Pidgeotto a counter to the things that you would be able to throw against them. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
Which, this looks like one of the few that doesn't actually have a Rock Gym, right? There's only two, I think, right, that start with a Rock Gym?
Gen 1 and Gen 4 starts
Gen
with
4,
a Rock
yeah.
Gym, yeah.
And this was just... What was Gen 3's first one? That was... No, that was Rock.
Was it?
Yeah, that was Rock as well. It uses a Nose Pass and...
Okay, we'll take your word for it.
Something else. But this is, I mean, to start with the flying gym, that's pretty easy. That's a pretty...
If you're a bug type, or I mean, sorry, if you're a grass type, no, it's not.
Did it give you a particular challenge, right?
I mean, I don't know if this is the point at which I had picked up Onix, but if you have an Onix, I'm sure this is a pretty easy fight. I don't remember it being that much trouble, but... Also, I think, yeah, also at this point, I was probably over-leveled for this. I mean, granted, it's a level 9 Pidgeotto, which is interesting.
Yeah.
It's... What do you think Faulkner had to do to it? You think he just, like, tortured it so much that it was a fight or flight thing and it just evolved to be like, a fucking murder you, Fountain?
You can run into a wild level 15 Pidgeotto just south of Ekertique. They are there. Like, the same place where you're running into Stantler, there's also wild Pidgeotto before, at a level before they should be evolving.
You know, but, and that's the thing is also, like, the fact that you have the Sprout Tower beforehand is just, like, gotta be, you know... If you've got something that can actually put away a grass type, like, leveling, like, fucking nuts. Like, if you've got that, you know, Zubat, if you've got a way of putting some poison into it or something, then...
And dude, Sprout Tower is cool. You can actually... And you can do some training there. Then you also, like, if you go in there at night, you can pick up a Ghastly super early in the game, which is kind of fun.
And Ghastly would kick ass against this team.
Yeah.
I mean, you're worried a little bit about these mud slaps, but I don't know. It's the first gym. It's not going to be the hardest thing in the world.
As long as you got like a backup Pokemon or two to swap in and out, you'll be okay.
Like, even in the first gym, I think that whole thing about fire types having a rough run of it is so overblown.
Because of the special attack?
Well, just because they don't even do any damage. I think that all that they do is normal attacks. Like, it's Brock's gym, all they do is normal attacks. So, like, It's a long fight, and it's not a fun fight, but you're in no way are you threatened by this guy at all, even with just a shitty Charmander. And in the same way, it's like, yeah, I'm a grass type, and it's not fun, and I don't want to get hit with a gust or anything like that, but, I mean, this kind of is what's shitty, and they fixed it in future games, future generations of the game, but when you level and you learn a new move, and you'll always be like, so-and-so is about to learn blank. But you have more, you don't have, it's like, but you have four moves already. Which one are you going to remove? And now it's sort of like, it pauses and brings you to a screen. And then you say, are you sure you want to remove this? And then you click yes. This one, it just dumps you straight into the menu.
Yep.
So if you happen to be hitting the button at a sync or not at the right time, then you delete the first move you have.
Yeah.
Which is precisely what I did.
I did the same thing.
Sucks.
What'd you end up deleting?
Whatever my default grass attack is. For my...
Oh, it was probably like a Vine Whip or a Razor Leaf or something?
It was Razor Leaf, yeah. Which really, really sucks because...
Yeah, Razor Leaf was kind of...
I need Razor Leaf to take out fucking rock types.
Yeah.
And grass types. Or ground types, you know? It's really a useful move. And now I'm stuck... pounding my head against the wall with fucking normal moves, or using things like confusion, or I mean, sorry, like the confusing them, not confusion the move, but just confusing them. It's so, if I had thought about it the second I did it, I would have just reloaded for my last save no matter where it was, and then just gone on. Even if it meant starting over, it would have been better. Because quite frankly, there are so many segments of this game where, like, I'd say I have 8 hours on it or whatever. Whatever is there, I could have shaved an hour off from these wasted battles of attrition.
Mm. You
know? So annoying.
I did the same thing with my Eevee before it was a...
Oh, whatever. You probably lost, like, tackle.
Yeah, I got rid of tackle for quick attack, so it was a big deal.
That's exactly what you want to do.
But, like, I'm just like, well, I don't need both Growl and Tail Whip. You know, who cares?
Yeah, but, I mean, if you don't need quick attack and tackle, what are you going to hit 70 times or whatever?
You know, well, exactly what
you
was
would
doing.
Be better off, but your time would be better spent leering a few times and then just using your...
Well, see, the thing is, and I absolutely would not spend 70 battles doing this, but... In order to boost up my happiness level to get him to evolve, I went back to the town right outside of Newbark, or the route right outside of Newbark, where you're fighting level 2 and 3 Sentrets and Pidgeys, and battled over and over again.
Just to get one-hit KOs?
To get one-hit KOs, minimal experience, so you get the +1 in happiness, but you're not leveling up.
Nice. That's actually really smart.
Yeah.
And having
surprised, John, you did something smart.
Shut up.
You did it.
And having both tackle and quick attack would let me stay in the grass longer. I'd have killed myself, though.
Yeah.
Because I would use up all the quick attacks and go heal up and check my happiness level.
Okay, I guess you got a point there.
Yeah. But...
It's good for at least do it, or like you remember how many you've done, and if you know that in your head you have to do it 200 times, and you burn through your 35 tackles and your 25 quick attacks, I think it is.
30 quick attacks. 30.
God. Yeah. Do it 3 times over, and you're pretty close.
Yeah.
God, that must have sucked.
It did. It sucked real hard.
We would just be better off just getting on your bike and riding around.
I did that too.
I would rather do that, honestly.
I found a pretty decent spot, like, in Goldenrod.
If
where
you
can
find
you can
2 walls
distance.
That just stop you, you can just sit there and, like, just back and forth, and then do something else.
I did it back and forth, like, all during Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Too. Just... For two hours, I took breaks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish this game had a step counter. Gen 4 has a step counter, so
yes.
You can actually. It's really great for hatching eggs, but just to like track your progress, because to get I was looking at this guy had like a, it was like something on NeoGAF or like fucking Yahoo Answers or some shit, GameFAQs or something.
Yeah.
And he was talking about okay. You get this much happiness for walking this many steps. So to get it from 0 to 200, this is how many... It was like 46,000 or something steps that you need to take.
That's a bunch of steps.
And he was like, it doesn't take as long as you think it will. It still takes a goddamn long time. But to have that step counter, I'm like, all right, 46,000. Here we go. Back and forth.
Yeah.
But anyway. What did you guys think of... The map layout, the sort of route that it has you take for the beginning of the game here.
Yeah, it like eases you around it, right? That's
you do a little loop at first.
I think so far to this point, it's probably one of the most intuitive maps they've ever built, in my opinion.
Yeah, because we're at Ekertik. This is where it's going to split and have you choose between going right or going left. And you can go right over to, I think it was Mount Mordor. But at some point, they will force you to, like... Oh, I think once you get over to, Oh, God, what's the name of the town? I'm totally blanking on it right now. Mahogany. Once you get to Mahogany Town, there won't be anything you can do until you go and do some stuff over in Olivine. But one of the things I like about the map in this game, or I guess, like, the world construction, is before every gym, you get some sort of fun little event or activity. Like the Bellsprout Tower. And then right before the gym and Azalea Town, you get, like, the Slowpoke Well. And they're generally pretty short, but it gives you, like, this extra thing that makes it seem like you're not just taking a route to a town. There's actually other stuff going on in this world. Right before Goldenrod, you get, like, the whole Ilex Forest. And how did you like chasing that Farfetch'd around? Wasn't that great?
I'm about to do that, so thanks for making me feel hyped about it.
Oh, it was a nightmare.
Nah, it's not that bad. I mean, I got it right on the first try.
Okay.
I mean, I think the most optimal way you can do it. Scare them up north and then go around the other way.
Yeah, you really gotta scare them back west.
Yeah.
Did you guys do any, well, Western out there? Well, Ryan, did you do a bug catching contest?
I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait. I used to love the bug catching contest, even though you can catch like a fucking level 14 pincer and they're like, this person's Weedle wins. Like,
that Weedle.
How does that shit happen?
IVs. That Weedle is in the top percentile of Weedles.
Yeah, that plays into it.
That Joey, youngster Joey, whose Rattata is in the top percentile of Rattatas, he's in this game. Did you guys get his phone number?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm about to get rid of the phone number because he won't stop calling me and he won't shut the fuck up.
About
I almost caught Rattata the other day. I didn't, though. Then why are you calling me? Even if you did catch that Rattata, I don't want to hear about it.
Why are you calling me? I'm bored and I'm pooping. So I needed to call him.
You gotta stop calling me while you're sitting on the can.
No, I did not get his phone number.
I went back and fought him, I think, twice, in fact.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he actually kind of immediately got to the battles, I think, a few times, I think. He calls you and tells you a bunch of garbage, but then eventually he's just like, yeah, let's fight. And then I went and fought him, and then I went and did something else, and the next time he called me, he was like, let's fight again.
Someone whose phone number is actually kind of useful, and it's fun to have him, is Wade the Bug Catcher. He's on the same route.
I forgot to get his number.
He's right outside Violet Town, and, you know...
I was so mad.
These trainers do improve. Like, I think
it has
to do
with
like,
you, essentially, I feel like.
Yeah, like, I think it depends on how many gyms you've beaten. But eventually, this guy, Wade, the experience payout is never going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got bug Pokemon, so eventually he'll be fighting a few Butterfrees and a Beedrill. And they dish out some okay experience, like if you're trying to level a low-level Pokemon
true
up.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
Well, when you bring up the... So you bring up the bug-catching thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's this game's fixation on two things, a day and night cycle, and
yep,
then a days of the week cycle.
Yes.
I forgot about it. Yes.
Sucks. No, it's not good. If you want to actually just, like, maybe this is the way the game plays now that's got me thinking this way. It's like, okay, I get these Apricorns, and then these Apricorns make Pokeballs, so I can get a Love Ball. I want 20 Love Balls. In a month, I'll have
it. This is that is something that is vastly improved in the remake. Yes, it is.
God,
the Apricorn system is super annoying. First of all, let's start with berries.
Let's start for how fucking difficult it is to get to this guy too, and if you don't have Fly, because he's at the very southernmost point of the map.
The only way you would even want to walk that route down is if you were trying to increase someone's friendliness level. I have a lot of level balls right now, so. Well, the thing is, you have these trees scattered throughout the world,
uh-huh,
and a lot of them will spit out berries.
Mm-hmm.
You can only get one per day. So if you want to have a stock of poison cure berries, which are just called poison cure berries in this version.
They didn't bother giving fun names.
Nope. You're going to have to be just trekking around the map a lot.
Yeah.
And picking these things every day. You like have to like make your berry trip around the world. And antidotes are 100 yen, 100 money. Like, it's not expensive. These are not worth harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you want to create, like, these fun Pokeballs with different gadgets to them, you do have to collect those Apricorns. And then you have to bring them to this guy. And then he says, okay, I'll take a day to make them. So then you leave, come back the next day. And he's like, here's one. He can only ever make one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to get him to make another one, you can't just talk to him again right then. You have to leave his house and go back in and talk to him again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really clumsy. And like getting these free Pokeballs is really great. And
if only there was I mean, that was the thing about it, though, is that you find the Apricorn, and these things are supposed to be... I forget how much... Do they really make a big difference when you use them, though? Like the heavy balls, I remember I used to... like. Always want heavy balls.
Yeah, they make a difference. And one of the more useful ones for me is a level ball. Just because, like, if you want to go capture something to add to your team, you want to find a low-level one, just a really quick gotcha.
They are, by the way, what you have. Heavy ball, which is better for heavy Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
You have the lure ball, which is anything good when you caught it by fishing.
Yeah.
A friend ball makes a Pokemon more friendly, which could be useful for all of these. Just get one and then catch your Zubat. That's probably a really good idea.
Yeah, I already have a Zubat so far.
Yeah, a Love Ball, which is good if it's the same species but opposite gender. Level for lower level, like you just said. Yeah, it means you already have to catch. It's got probably really useful if it's one of those, like, 85% versus 15% chances. You just find the one of that one gender, and then you can farm these other ones for good stuff.
I wonder if that works for, like, if you have a Taurus, you want to catch a Miltank.
Ooh, good question.
Hmm.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, just finish them off. Those are two more. Fastball. Better for Pokemon that flee from battle. So, yeah, probably a good way to get that Aubrey you want so badly.
Yeah, that's one of, like, the first ones they give you. Like, he's got, like, an apricorn tree outside his house that you just spawn fastballs. And so it kind of seems to be the function of that.
Probably the most pointless one is the Moon Ball. Better for Pokemon that evolve with a Moonstone.
Great. Yeah. Get your Nidorans.
Whatever. So, yeah. I mean, like, and this bug catching thing, I can only do it 3 days a week. I'm not... I don't really want to schedule my day around when I can do a fucking bug contest. I'd rather, like, just do a bug contest.
And it was probably one of those things, like, hey, we got an internal clock here. We can track things like time and days of the week. How do we use it? And it's not an elegant use.
Maybe it would be better if it was 3 days a week. If it was Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you're bug catching. And then the other 4 days, make them grass catching.
Hmm.
Why not use the park to catch grass?
You guys are saying you're making, you know, kind of... You gotta think about when this game came out, because it was. I love
Game Freak.
You
fucked up. Game Freak, we could have done this way better than you. God,
making games is easy. Why didn't you do this better?
That was awesome. I'd go to school and I'd have my planner be like, bug catching contest.
Did you really?
Yeah,
you
gotta go do that.
Dork.
It was fantastic.
You tremendous dork.
It was, I mean,
protect
always...
virginity.
Well, so, I mean, I was like 10, so yeah, I think that's a pretty good thing. Yeah.
So I actually
you just weren't even trying.
I had no game at 10.
So I actually do like the bug catching contest. Well, I kind of like that it's something that only happens a few days a week. But
I don't think tomorrow's Thursday.
To me,
try to catch that scyther.
To me, one of the most annoying things about these days of the week are those people who are scattered around Johto. That will just give you stuff if you talk to them on a certain day of the week.
Yeah.
Have you encountered any of them yet?
Oh, it's like the hell items, right?
Yeah, like hell items. Exactly.
I forget, there is one, right? That's pretty early, right?
Well, it depends on what day of the week you run into them.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember where any of them are.
Oh, and it's great that when you're playing this game as a child and you have the internet to tell you all of this stuff. No, you don't. You know, it's like all of
this. That's why you have to use your school planner, all right? I was smart doing this.
To take notes.
I got to get my Nintendo Power issues out and, like, go through them. No, and, like, the whole day-night cycle is a clever idea, but at the same time, I also don't want to wake up in the fucking morning and be like, okay.
Time to get to
I've
got to
iron my clothes because I'm an adult and go to work. And now I've got to worry about timing this around catching a fucking Pokemon. Mm. It's like, please.
Let's change your 3DS clock.
Please. Two syllables.
Well, let's talk about the third gym. It's a normal type gym. Any challenges there?
What's in the gym?
It was the big attraction there was like a Miltank. She's got like a...
Oh, the rollout.
Yeah, the rollout Miltank.
Yeah, like, I can deal some damage, but if you've got, I'm sure, Ghastly, it's like, hey, Ghastly, go.
Right. So I think I just ended up like paralyzing it and that... Did a lot of the work for me.
Yeah. Again, that's also probably... I mean, like I said, I was rolling through with an Onix.
Mm.
Like, my whole team is incredibly difficult to beat. It just takes forever to get anything done.
Mm.
I don't really have that thing that just kills everything immediately, so...
Yeah, that must be a pain in the butt.
I mean, it's a lot of long-winded fights.
Fourth gym is Ekrutik. And Ekrutik is kind of a fun town because you do get there's the dance studio where you can fight the Kimona girls.
Mm.
And... You get to see all the different steps of the Eevee evolutions, which is kind of cool. You get to see the
SPM. I mean, it's a good spot to go for just a little bit of experience.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, my Quilava is really close. I need to push more to the edge.
Mm-hmm. Then there's the Burnt Out Tower, where you unleash the three legendary cats,
cool.
Then you just have a chance to just randomly run into throughout the game.
I mean, that was a pretty epic spot going through that the first time. You see these cats, and they scare around, and you gotta chase them down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just throw a ball of yarn out
so
there,
good.
And then you go to town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little catnip.
So, you know, I'm not going to hunt these things down in this version. I imagine that, you know, 20 years later, this is going to seem a whole lot less exciting than it did back when I first played the game.
I have at least three shinies of all of them.
Yeah?
Not counting the regular versions. It's not like I'm catching something special here.
Sure.
But,
sure.
Yeah, it'll be worth it. It'll be fun.
So... And then the gym itself is a ghost-type gym.
Mm-hmm.
There's ghost trainers in there. And, of course, they're all using Ghastlies and Hauntars. The gym leader does have one Gengar, who is a huge pain in the butt. This is a heads up to you guys. He does have Hypnosis and Dream Eater, and also a big old Shadow Ball.
Well, just the standard friggin' drowsies you run into.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, maybe not the standard ones. There's one that you fight that when you go into that tower to get to the three cats, he has a Hypnosis Dream Eater combo on a drowsy.
Pain in the butt.
Yeah,
look forward to that, though, because drowsy actually doesn't learn Dream Eater.
It's a TM if you want to teach it to him. He's got to use it.
Which is annoying.
I wonder where you get that.
Which is fine. Like, what else am I going to use on, honestly? I don't have much else to put things to sleep all the time.
The oddish I just caught, I need a Deku scrub.
Very good.
So
very good.
That's fun.
But yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of just little things to do throughout the entire map. And that's one of the things that I like about this generation generally, is it's really briskly paced. You always feel like you're doing something new, but nothing lasts for too long. Nothing overstays its welcome. It's always just like, okay, do something real quick, and then move on to the next one. It's fun.
That's true. I mean, there are some long-winded moments of the first gen. You know, you think about, like, the going through the...
The tower in Saffron. The big Team Rocket building.
That's huge. I was thinking off the top of my head of the graveyard. The graveyard that even gives you a heal point in the middle of the map because they know it sucks.
Yeah.
Or not that they suck, that it sucks, just that it's long.
Seafoam Islands is a long pain in the butt because you got to do that boulder pushing around.
What's that fire
one
because there's statues with switches and shit.
Oh, the burned down tower in Cinnabar.
If you don't know what you're doing, that one's annoying because you got a lot of shit you got to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so far, there hasn't been like a ton of massive puzzling. No tiles that you have to step on where you got two tiles and if you get the wrong one you go back to the beginning of it.
Sure, no gym where you have to search in the trash.
How does that improve you as a Pokemon player? It doesn't.
You're really good at going through the trash and finding the right switch and then finding the second bin of trash.
Again, total randomness.
Yeah. But, I mean, we talked a little bit off air and during parts of the show that I'm going to be cutting out about the decks, the Pokédex.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think of the 100 editions here? Because
boring.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's cool.
There's a lot of garbage.
Well, nine of them, 10%, almost 10% of the new decks is devoted to new starters.
Yeah.
So immediately you're down to 91 Pokemon. You have legendaries, and there's only got 5 legendaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you got baby forms, which, you know, baby forms are like cool. You get like these different evolution steps to these Pokemon.
Yeah, it gave a little bit more depth to some of these sequel forms that we loved so much.
Yeah,
like the Buzz and Magmar and
Jinx. Everybody
loves
Jinx.
Yeah, everybody.
You do have like split evolutions. You got the Blossom, who evolves out of Gloom, and you also got Politoed. It was the first time they did that for certain.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of look. You also get the Tyrogue, and you kind of find out that Hitmonlee and Hitmonchan are a split evolution,
and
Hitmontop
as well. Yeah,
it comes out.
You can find a way to get the perfect balance on the attack and defense.
Yeah, which is kind of a roll of the dice in this game because you can use.
What do you call them?
The irons.
Yeah.
And the proteins to try to manipulate a little bit. To me, when I did that back in the day for these things, I could never quite get it to an exact science. Like, I use this many proteins and it's definitely going to, because, you know, inherited values also come into play there.
I think you test, you get one that's kind of close and then you test it. Test level it.
And then
you can. So get it to like one battle away from leveling and then you just save the game, battle it, and then find out where you would have been. And it's like, well, maybe if I just use one more protein or one more iron.
Sure.
From there.
If you're not all that.
But then again, like, none of them are bad. Hitmonlee is awesome. Hitmonchan's fucking killer. I think it's one of the. It's a total glass cannon, but Hitmonchan is so fun to play.
Mm.
Just because he's, like, got huge attack. He's really slow. No HP at all. Like, it's 50 HP at 50 speed, something like that. But just big attack. And he plays the way he wants to play. He's really fun. I like him personally, so.
Well, to me, the biggest standouts for this generation.
Can I go through some of them?
Sure.
If you
do get the introduction to the steel type, and you can get a lot of steel types, you know, before you go to the Elite Four. You got you can get a Steelix, you can get a Scissor.
I guess they
Fortress.
They're bringing back Magnemite for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Magnemite's going to pick up a steel type.
Yep.
So that's cool.
I mean, yeah, this was the game where I made my first all steel team. Well, besides one.
And Kingler.
Pineco?
Yeah. Kingler, or I used Sneasel.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
Not before Mount Silver, you didn't.
Like, I started around with the
yeah,
team.
Yeah,
we did the egg thing.
But yeah, Ryan, take us through. Take us through. What do we got?
Yeah, you're getting your ferret right off the bat, which is probably super forgettable.
Yeah, you get like your ferret and your hoot hoot, which is just your replacement for your Rattata and your Pidgey, and you can also get Rattata and Pidgey.
Mm-hmm. The generation or the version split you. You either get a Ladian or an Ariados, and I think Ariados is actually kind of has some meaning.
Yeah, Ariados is definitely better than Ladian, because Ladian really doesn't even learn a lot of attacks.
Yeah,
it's. Like, it learns a...
It's tankier,
Comet Punch.
But it's not a great tank.
But it doesn't do much.
You get Crobat, which I think is the first genuine good.
Fantastic.
I think everyone would agree that's probably a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the starters are good.
I mean, it's, and starters are good in every gen.
Yeah.
I better fucking hope the starters are good.
But yeah, definitely. Crobat is one of my... It's probably my favorite from this gen.
Yeah. Lantern, which... I don't know. I haven't really played with a lantern. It's cool that it
wasn't great.
Water electric is kind of a fun combo.
It's a fun combination. That's the best thing about him. Otherwise, I think he's got pretty good, pretty decent HP.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, it's okay, but not great.
They tag you with some babies. Pichu, Cleffa, Igglybuff, and Togepi.
And every single one of them are friendship evolutions.
Yeah.
Which is fucking great.
Mm-hmm. You have Zatu, which is not bad. I will not say Zatu's bad. I think it's fine. And you have Ampharos, which is not only a genuine plus, it's
top shelf.
Maybe the
fantastic.
Best of its... One of the best of its type?
Yeah.
I mean, now, if you had to list them and do like a top five of this gen, Ampharos is on it.
Oh,
just
certainly.
Yeah,
certainly.
One or two. It's fantastic.
You have Bellossom. Is that even better than Vileplume? I don't know.
I don't know. I never
used
it.
I think it's a lot like Vileplume, but it drops the poison type. So you just get a pure grass out of it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I have a grass starter. Why would I even give a shit? Azumarill, which
I
guess is just a water type in this version. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, just straight water.
Okay.
So it's okay. I mean, it's a water type that evolves early. It's fine.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping when I saw this originally, way back when this came out, I was like, it would be kind of cool if they kept going with just different types of Pikachu looking Pokemon in every gen. Like, they just added a new one.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a team like that.
Yeah.
But most of the time when they add like a Pikachu knockoff, it's an electric type still.
Yeah, like
Togedemaru.
Yeah.
Dedende.
Mm-hmm. Plus a Minum.
Yeah, there's end up being. Yeah.
I mean, Azumarill. I mean, they could have done some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There have been like an Eevee team, so with Pichus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sudowoodo. I don't think anyone's going to step up to bat for that guy.
But he's an obstacle in the game. He's one of those things where, like, hey, you don't have to use HM here. Even though they do make you slavishly use HMs throughout the beginning of the game here.
I mean, I always thought it was kind of... I keep starting my sentences with, I mean, it's really annoying. I always thought it was kind of funny how you have to use a watering pail or something like that in order to, like, piss him off so he attacks you when you're, like, walking around
with
a fucking crocodile or something. Like,
yeah. And it's one of those things where you can only get the watering pail after you beat Whitney, but you have to go talk to the lady again. Otherwise, you're progressing up.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. I remembered that I had to do that to get past that point. Otherwise, you could probably find yourself beating your head against the wall, being like, where the hell do I get this thing? What the fuck do I have to do?
Right, until you enter one random house in Goldenrod and talk to one random NPC that gives you the magic key to get by.
Yeah.
That's kind of shitty.
Mm-hmm. Politoed, which is probably pretty good. I feel like that's...
Yeah, it's all right.
Not bad. Jumpluff, which is three Pokemon. That's a waste of time. Aipom sucks in this version. Sunflora is garbage.
Sunflora
is
real bad.
Yanma's not good yet. Quagsire, why? I don't think that matters.
I think the thing with Quagsire is the novelty being groundwater combo. So you get this water type.
But all those, no matter what it is, if it's a groundwater or anything where they have one type that is stronger against the other type, their stats are always garbage. They just never
have
anything good.
That's the balancing act. And, you know, now groundwater, dime a dozen.
Yeah,
that's true. There's so many of them. Espeon and Umbreon. Great entrance.
Both good.
Murkrow, not good yet. Slowking, kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine. Not good yet. Unknown, absolutely garbage. Wobbuffet, garbage. Girafarig, garbage. Fortress, kind of cool.
He's cool, but his moveset is
in this gen, his moveset
really
is
bad.
Is very, very bad. I agree. Dunsparce garbage. Gligar, I don't care.
Not good yet. He'll get an evolution that'll improve him.
Steelix.
Yeah.
Good.
That the steals in this is really annoying because the only way to get it is a metal coat, which you get one layer on after Elite Four. And then the only other way is Magnemites. Wild Magnemites have a chance.
Really, you don't get one until after the Elite Four?
After Elite Four, you get a metal coat. It's really, really annoying.
You get a Thief TM.
So yeah, that's how I did it way back in the day, was sit there for hours. Mm-hmm. It's a very rare chance that Magnemite would have it. And even then, I never knew if I got something from using Thief until after the battle. Like, I don't know if Thief worked or not.
Mm-hmm. So you're just like hoping for a bunch of one-hit KOs?
I mean, I never really knew, do I have to knock him out with Thief? Do I just need to hit him with Thief?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the fuck do I do?
Well, now there's even moves that tell you if they're holding an item.
Yeah.
Which makes that even easier, the item hunting. Granbull, I actually might play with one. Could be fun to be part of my normal team.
Yeah.
Quillfish, don't care.
Nope.
Scizor, awesome. Probably
amazing.
Top five.
Love him.
Shuckle, maybe your top five.
I love Shuckle.
Yeah, cool, really
certainly
cool
do.
Idea.
Yep.
Heracross, probably another top five. Sneasel, not good yet. Ursaring, I'm interested in Ursaring.
Sneasel's fine in this one.
The thing with Sneasel is, and thanks to the Pokemon Bank, you will actually be able to get a Sneasel that will learn Ice Punch.
Oh.
You should be able to do that now in this version.
Perfect.
And Weavile with an Ice Punch would be really good.
Mm-hmm.
But Ice Punch is not a move that he can get outside of Generation 2 anymore.
So that's what
you trade bait now.
You get a egg, Sneasel egg, hatches, teach him Ice Punch, throw him in the bank, throw him in your good one. There you go.
Get over
that's what you do.
Get a Razor Claw, get him involved, do a Weavile.
Yep.
He is a usable Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Macargo? I don't know if you guys care about Macargo.
Kyloswine? I did not know Macargo was in this version.
Yeah,
I was flipping through them and trying to figure out, like, who do I want
to
use?
We're starting to get toward the end of the list, and a lot of these, well, Kyloswine you get in the Ice Cavern, but a lot of these, especially like the fire and the dark ones, you are not getting until post-Elite Four.
Yeah, Mount
really?
Silver.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this next chunk of Pokemon is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think, for the most part. Piloswine.
Mm-hmm.
Crisola, I don't think is that good. Octillery is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Delibird, Garbage, Mantine, don't care. Skarmory is a cool idea. Houndoom's pretty awesome.
Skarmory is good in this one.
Yeah. Your version, we don't get it. Donphan, your version, we don't get it. And I think Donphan is fucking solid. Porygon 2, Stantler, Smeargle, again, retread. That's a retread.
Smeargle, what a weird Pokemon.
Yeah. I remember we rated normals a while ago, and I had him actually kind of towards the middle of the pack, and I think he was like your absolute worst.
Yeah, he was not. I'm not a fan.
He can learn some really interesting movesets.
Sure.
That's, you can craft four crazy weird moves on him. And do some interesting things.
And yeah, you can probably get some like good gadget stuff out of them, or like use them for like some support roles or something like that. But Smeargle in no situation is going to be your sweeper.
Sure.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah. Tyrogre, which is Hitmontop, cool. Smoochum, Elekid, Magby, all babies.
No, there's your second set of babies.
Miltank and Blissey. Ooh, Blissey's cool.
Yeah.
Where
do you get a Chansey in this game? Is that post Elite Four? Can you only get those in Kanto?
Maybe.
That's a shame.
So the legendary cats, Tyranitar, which is probably the worst of the pseudo legendaries. Lugia, Ho-Oh, and Celebi are your legendaries.
Which we can get Celebi, right?
Yeah, we've got
a code,
this.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know how to get the code. I mean, I got
box.
It
was right there. I had the code written down on the thing. They give it to you.
Okay, where who gives it to you? Like, is it
I download, they're like, hey, you can also get this and this. Like, I downloaded a Pokemon theme for my DS, which I put on for 5 seconds, went, that is way too much clutter. Because it's just a bunch of Pokemon in the background. And you're like, I can't see shit. So I turned that off.
Yeah.
But you get that and you get Celebi.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, especially if you miss like all the distribution they've done to Celebi in the past. That's cool if they're bringing those. I'm not too concerned about it. I have a bunch of Celebi already.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what level you get at.
Probably like 100. They're not going to make it so you can use it the same.
Yeah, but you
game,
start the game with a freaking Celebi because you get the code.
That would be really cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Can you have a level... Maybe it's a Jirachi. I don't know. I have one of them that's level 5.
They did do a Jirachi distribution once that was down at level 5. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think I still have them. I don't think I ever used it.
Yeah.
Again,
why
you should use it.
You don't want to.
You should use it.
I should.
It's like just playing through the game with the Legendary.
Well, it's like if you get that level 100 Cloud or whatever, it's like, now that I did this, I don't want to play with it.
Right.
It's like, I don't want to ruin this moment. This is great. Now I actually have to go through the game with this thing. I don't know. Yeah, I'm really impressed by this. I think like there's maybe more than 5 and less than 10 things where I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then the rest seems like retreads on existing things or just stuff I don't at all care
about.
Yeah,
well, a lot of the decks itself feels more like an expansion than, like, here's 100 new Pokemon. And, you know...
And they improved a lot of this stuff. I mean, think about what they do with Yanma... You know, Misdreavus gets an evolution here.
Gen 4
things like
a lot.
Snubbull pick up another. When Fairy Snubbull gets another type, even, which makes it much more useful. Yeah, I think there's cool things here. It's just. Did I say Kingdra? Kingdra's really cool, too.
Yeah, Kingdra's cool.
Kingdra's really good.
You know, just the third step for horses.
I can't remember. Was Twister good in this version?
Yeah. I mean, Twister's never really been that good. It's just kind of like your dragon type tackle.
Yeah, Twister. It's the party game everyone thinks they want to play.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean... No really... I think, like, the biggest significant additions are of course, to the decks are, of course, the new types of the Steels and the Dark types, but the three, like... There's four really impressive Dark types that you can think about. That's Umbreon, who, of course, you can get early on. But
yep.
Then Houndoom, Sneasel... And Tyranitar,
yeah.
If that's your thing, but you don't get them till post Elite Four.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyranitar and Sneasel, you're only getting at Mount Silver, so you have done almost everything you can do in the game, and then you get to mess with these brand new Pokemon.
And
so,
they give you the counter to it in Heracross pretty much immediately.
Yeah,
like Heracross just crushes Tyranitar.
Yeah, and you know when you get into like Gen 3, yes, there are returning Pokemon from previous generations, but they load you more with new Pokemon at the beginning. You don't get a whole lot of repeats.
I'm looking at Gen 3 and I see some interesting stuff. I think,
yeah.
I mean, I've stood up for Linoon so many times. I think it's one of the most useful Pokemon ever made. You know, you got Ludicolo, which is cool. You got, you know...
I wish Ludicolo was better.
Shiftry, which is...
Breloom.
Wraithen.
I wish Shiftry was better.
Starting with Gardevoir.
Yeah, Gardevoir. You have Ralts. You can get Ralts.
That one's really good.
Breloom. Slaking,
Explode, really
Hariyama. Like this is a great set of starters. Like just early things in the game that will get you really far.
And they definitely got it more right in Gen 3 than Gen 2 here because they give you these new things early. Whereas in Gen 2, you're running into a lot of the same stuff you've seen before, and you know, you get to see Hoothoot and Sentret and Spinarak and Mareep. And Wooper and Hoppip.
I mean, they give you
Mareep
early, which is cool. Because that's one that I think, again, is probably in the top 5.
But everything else I just rattled off is skippable.
Garbage.
Yeah.
There's an Ekans pretty early. Yeah.
It's Gen 1. Just...
Yeah, and like the coolest thing early in the list here is a Crobat. And that's going to be built off of a Gen 1 Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
I mean, and I don't mind that there are Pokemon that are building off of Gen 1. But, you know,
as they should.
Just,
and like I said, there's a lot of really good stuff in this that are Gen 2 Pokemon that become better in Gen 4 or 5. Or not 5, but Gen 3
Fortress.
But you got, you know, Fortress. And Fortress is going to be really cool. But you got, like, really, you have really cool Pokemon like Houndour.
Yeah.
That you don't get
don't
until you're done with the game.
So when you're done with Gold, does it open up the first gen for you now?
Yeah, what'll happen is... In New Barktown, in your starting town, you'll be able to surf the other direction. That's actually how you get to the Elite Four. Is you have to surf in that direction, and then you'll be able to. Once you beat the Elite Four, you'll be able to go even further, and yeah, you'll end up in Kanto, and I think you'll end up right near. Ooh, no! Wait, maybe I have this misremembered. Maybe you don't.
Is that like a...
Surf. Wes, do you remember, you don't surf over and then start walking through Kanto. You get a little bit into Kanto. You go up through Indigo Plateau, up to the Elite Four. That's the section of Kanto you're able to access at that point. And then once you beat the Elite Four, you get the boat pass that takes you to Vermilion City. And
yes.
That's kind of where you spread out through Kanto from Vermilion.
The boat pass is how I remember getting there.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the Indigo Plateau thing. I don't remember where it is in this.
Well, yeah, in order to get to Elite Four, I'm pretty sure you still go up to, like, through Victory Road to Indigo Plateau like you did in Kanto. But
okay.
It doesn't let you, like, go to Viridian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how it works out, but we'll find that soon enough.
I mean, I still did the gyms in the original order. Like, even though I'm in Viridian,
no.
I go all the way back to freaking Pewter, and then I start.
No, at that point, I was just, like, kicking down every gym door I came. I'm like, I'm the fucking champ. Bring me your gym leader. But, you know, we'll get to more about Kanto, but there's a few fun things about, like going down Kanto, like, a few, like, questy things that you can do.
Mm.
Mostly, like, my impression of Kanto when playing the original versions back in the Game Boy Color is I got there and I was like, did it always look this shitty? Because Kanto kind of seems like a dump,
yeah.
Like, after going through Johto. And it's a really, like, impressive technical feat that they were able to cram these two versions. And there's a bunch of, like, articles about this on the internet about how the late Satoru Iwata was able to get these two games under the one cartridge when other people were having a real tough time doing it.
Mm.
So, like, that's all very well documented. But it is cool. You get this second quest.
Mm.
It's just, you know, not as visually attractive.
And you go through it a lot quicker.
Yeah, you do. You plow through it.
You knock that out in, like, a half hour.
It doesn't really scale with you the way the rest of the game does. So once you beat the Elite Four, you're pretty much well-equipped to take out most of the gym leaders.
Yeah, just take them on. Who cares?
You get to fight Brock, who has more than just a level 9 Geodude.
He uses, like, an Amistar, right?
Yeah, he's got a Kabutops and an Amistar.
Yeah,
he's good for him. He's been busy.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, anything else about Gen 2? About what we've done so far? Just Gen 2 in general?
We're an hour. We can discuss this. I think we should discuss the looks and the feel of this game as well, because we haven't actually discussed any of the technical aspects, because I think this game actually looks really good.
Yeah.
For a game this old, looking back on this, like, I'm really enjoying, like, the sprites of this, the attack animations.
Mm-hmm.
I actually prefer over some of the older, newer ones.
Yeah.
Like, Absorb, for instance, just feels epic. You got these little bubbles coming in, this bubble getting bigger. Just little things like that. Bite is nice and quick and simple.
I turn the animations off after Lear, the third gym.
Lear, instead of, like, he just looks at you. The guy shoots, like, laser beams out of his eyes for Lear. It's freaking awesome.
I just love the
little sprite animations in this game.
They did do a lot with the actual sprites themselves, because, like, the Gen 1 sprites, like, especially, like, the behind-the-back sprites, are fucking hideous and almost unrecognizable for some,
like,
Pokemon.
All these are gorgeous in Gen 2. I think
they probably were told that many times over.
What is this blob
here that's attacking this thing?
Who is this hippo? That's Charmeleon.
The animal cries are vastly improved. They come to life.
Yeah.
So is that sarcasm powerful?
I really like the look of this game.
Me too.
And because of that, I'm enjoying this a lot more than I thought I would. Like, Silver's always gonna have a very tender spot in my heart because it gave me my steel types.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked it.
Yeah,
I really
appreciate
now.
The look of it as well. One thing that I also noticed, when I initially played this game 20 years ago as well, I noticed that the way that they barrier off areas, they take a much more naturalistic approach to it. Like, instead of having these roadblock stumps to kind of guide your path along, they use trees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small aesthetic improvement that just makes it feel like you're actually in a place. Well, we probably should mention some of the technical aspects of this, stuff that they had improved upon in Gen 1 but are still, you know, that they have, again, improved upon since Gen 2. The storage system is still a little bit clumsy.
Yeah.
It's a little bit easier to move things around in boxes, but they're not quite there yet. The move selection for... We talked about deleting moves before when you're learning new ones, but just the move selection in battle. it's just a list of four moves. I like it a little bit better when they have it divided up a little bit more like that. It doesn't it doesn't tell you like your move types or anything like that either. So
yeah,
they just have like better ways of organizing them now.
You know, nowadays, like when you're selecting a move, it tells you what type of move it is, whether it's physical or special, and then
yeah,
you click it, and it tells you the percentage of it's going to hit, the damage it does,
and
tells you what the effect is.
And in Gen 7, it's going to tell you if it's super effective or not, which is where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Come on,
don't hold my hand.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, in a game like, and I've actually thought about this a lot, in a game like Persona or Shin Megami Tensei or some RPGs where you have like these more demonic creatures, they'll tell you if a certain elemental spell that you're going to use is going to be effective on that monster or not. Which, for Pokemon, they're much, it's much more intuitive.
Well, the character has spent their life studying magic in a way that would tell them whether or not they can take out this demon.
I mean,
they probably learned it, and this is you're just a fucking dumb animal. You're just like, you go kill this other animal.
Can I put claws on you?
I'm gonna strap claws on you, chicken.
I feel like in Pokemon, it's much more natural to just intuit what type of monster your enemy is. Like if something is a water Pokemon, you can tell it's a water Pokemon, and
yeah,
It's pretty, they
even make a joke out of it when they actually do dupe you by calling it Pseudo Ludo.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's technically a rock type.
And it's a play on words.
What a curveball.
Yeah. The type alignments are more intuitive in Pokemon, where you have, like, a water type. Of course it's going to be weak against electricity. And it makes sense that it's weak to grass. And it makes sense that it's strong to fire.
Yeah.
Like, there are a few things, like, you know, why is Bug weak to rock? I don't know. I guess it kind of makes sense. But
you drop
not
a brick on
the
bug.
Because how do you kill a bug? You get a big rock and you hit it.
Yeah, so even things that are a little bit out there.
But
like,
no,
okay,
you use
makes
poison.
Sense.
I use a poison spray.
Bug is weak to poison, so that makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. Makes
so,
sense.
But you know, in a game like Shin Megami Tensei, what's a penis chariot weak against? I don't know.
No, that's a good point.
So,
speaking of penises, I'm finding a Diglett.
Great. So, wait, where are you? Are you finding a Diglett?
This is a trainer.
Okay. I don't know, I guess getting back to this Gen 7 topic, like, I would prefer to just not be told if my move is going to be super effective or not. Is there a little bit of memorization involved? Yeah, maybe.
So, well,
but,
I played that Ninja Turtles game, and
yeah,
I'm really into it. And they have an actual alignment wheel as well, where something is, like, one thing is weak to another thing, but strong against another thing. And there's the four main turtle colors,
mm-hmm,
and there's a fifth color, which is gray, which is supposed to represent Shredder and Splinter. And for the life of me, I played this game so fucking much, I don't even know what's weak to what. I don't remember. I just simply don't remember because it makes no sense. Why would Raphael be strong against Michelangelo but not strong against Donatello or whatever? I don't even know what the colors
you
are.
You would think that if he uses a Sai, he'd be good against a katana.
It's
yeah,
even
that's the, like the point of the Sai.
When
yeah,
you start a match, the wheel is right in front of you and you have to look at it. And I still don't remember. I just know that gray is at the top.
Huh.
That's the only thing I remember. It's like, and it's different. It's different in this because it's like, they're just Ninja Turtles. I don't see how they have an advantage against one another. They're all just fucking turtles. But in this, it's like, yeah, you know, it's a fucking alligator. It's probably going to be, you know, really fucking good against, you know,
a fish.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I don't know. It makes sense. Yeah, you electrocute a fish.
Yeah. Yeah, it just kind of makes sense. But I want to get back to a couple of the technical things because your bag is that they call it your pack in this version.
This
yes,
is the one where it has different
it's got
pouches
different,
you can use.
It's got different pockets.
It has much more space.
Sure, yeah,
because it
absolutely
break
does
them apart into pockets.
Yeah. I do store my held items. Like, I got like a miracle seed. I stash that in my PC, but most everything else I carry around with me.
Oh,
yeah,
miracle
that's on my...
Ooh.
That's on my belly freight now, which of course has no grass move. Because I don't need it. Thanks, game. Fuck you.
And... oh, there was one other thing. We talked a little bit about the phone. You can call people if you feel like, but you can't call them for battle. You gotta wait for them to call you.
Why does your mom want your money?
Yeah, your mom saves your money.
Why? No.
I don't know. Well, I mean,
do you plan on dying a lot?
If you do, you basically lose half your cash, which happened to me. And I couldn't remember where my last save was, so I was like, never mind. I lost to Morty, the ghost.
Morty!
Thank you. the first time I fought him.
Aren't you buying stuff, though? Why don't you just buy a bunch of, like,
I do, yeah,
punches
I,
and repels
yeah.
and...
Just spend all your money?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well use it.
You can't take it to the afterlife, bud.
Sure can't. But, I mean, I guess it's like a way, like, your mom can stash money away from. There are also little things. She'll buy you, like, super potions every once in a while.
But now then you'll find, like, a fucking doll on your...
Right, that's the other thing. Like, there's this whole room decorating aspect to it where she will buy you a Snorlax doll or something. You can, like, actually go to your PC, which that's where it's stored somehow, and bring it into your room and have, like, these Pokemon dolls scattered throughout your room. So,
yeah. It's like, I mean, it's a Snorlax doll and, like, an Antonio Banderas blow-up doll.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's kind of like a precursor to, like, secret bases.
They're used for two very different things.
Right, you fuck the Snorlax and hang out with Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, Desperado. It's a really good movie.
Mask of Zorro.
Oh, yeah, oh, great one. That's fucking solid.
Spy Kids. Fucking any other Antonio Banderas movies you can think of?
I mean, they did do a sequel to Desperado, right?
Spy Kids, yes.
Yeah, Spy Kids.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. I don't care. I can't remember.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's the technical stuff that I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I like Gen 2.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I like Gen 2 for its snappy pace, and it's
comedic timing.
Yeah, really, really great sprite work.
It's sharp wit.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking the other day how I'm having a hard time, like, playing games right now because nothing seems to interest me. And you were like, you need a palate cleanser. This is a perfect palate cleanser.
Good.
Because it's not that long. Mm-hmm. It's very entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fantastic.
What are my IVs, though?
It's true.
Where are my... That's the other thing. There's no abilities.
Yeah, no abilities. It's true. That's something bring in later. You don't have the...
That came in before. Gen 3.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a real...
You don't have the differentiation between
Abra.
The physical and the special moves we mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
You have genders, but you don't have natures. So
yes.
Just the male Pokemon is going to be inherently, like, slightly better with attack, and the female are going to be slightly better with defense.
It'll be interesting to see what happens when we port them into Japan.
Yeah.
When it just assigns, whatever it just gives them, I guess.
Yeah, there will be interesting. I could use another Ampharos in my Pokemon bank. I don't have another one.
Why not?
I don't know who I'm going to use for my 6 yet. I want to use a Gen 2
mm-hmm.
because I feel like that's kind of the point, to just kind of mess around with stuff that I haven't used in a while. But
yeah, you get your Jumpluff and your Apom and your Sunflora, and I think you're there. Good game.
Well, the more I'm thinking about it, the more I kind of want to try Blossom out. I'll at least get the Blossom.
Because mm-hmm.
the Sunstone, you get that from Bug Catching Contest.
Yeah.
So I just got to win one, which that by itself is incredibly difficult. But definitely want to use that Octillery. That
mm-hmm.
sounds like fun.
Cool.
So.
But I think we're kind of rambling here, so I think we're getting toward the end.
Yeah.
Any other parting shots for Gen 2? We're done here?
So far, I think we're up to Gen 4.
How far do we want to go for the next time?
I think maybe we do to 8.
Okay.
And then
we'll do a
3
show on just the Elite Four.
Elite Four
and
Master
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds like a plan. Next up is the mini show.
Great.
So
I have played other video games.
Oh, good. So yeah, any random game you want to talk about is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's okay.
I don't know.
We can talk more about Pokemon. I don't mind.
Don't know what I want to talk about.
But then is the Nintendo 64.
Woo!
We'll be up again. I think we'll do Pilot Wings this time.
Cool.
I'm gonna go grab a cartridge of that. And
you had that, right?
I already have a cartridge, yeah. Actually, you want to play a little bit to gear up for the show.
And then we'll wrap it up at the end of the month with the official show.
Yeah.
So, till next time.
So long.
Later.
Oh, and don't forget, guys.
Don't
tomorrow's
remember.
Thursday. We have the bug catching contest.
Yes, we do.
Get ready.
All right.